Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Ben Wallace, like 6'9", playing center.
6'8", 6'9".
Yeah, that's you got to be tough as hell to be.
You was around for the last Detroit championship.
I was there.
Kendrick, don't feel sorry for you no more.
What you talking about?
I was about to say you won't be around for the next one.
You got victories under your belt.
For Detroit? That's it.
Well, this, at least Red Wings. Something.
Yeah. I don't want to hear that from you.
Hey, Cade over there doing his thing.
I don't want to hear that from you.
But you got something.
What are you talking about?
Some people don't have nothing.
Who ain't got nothing?
I love
Detroit. I didn't have nothing for a while.
Memphis has nothing.
No, I mean, yeah, I'm talking about championships.
Memphis is still new. They ain't been around for 100 years.
Y'all had the San Jose Sharks.
Whatchamacallit, the A's won in the
80s. Oh, we talking about, I thought we were talking about hoop. Yeah,
you just saying the cities all around.
Just the cities.
Oh, yeah.
A's, you got something? Yeah.
Niners was winning. I mean, that wasn't my team, but they was
winning. We ain't got nothing, but the other stuff you got.
I ain't got nothing in football or baseball.
Well, but you got basketball.
Yeah. I got one basketball.
You got something.
Man,
you want it all?
You got the 6 championships.
Some cities has nothing.
You got the Bears saying, I don't want to hear that shit from you.
Y'all got the number one
team. The White Sox,
the
World Series.
The White Sox, the Blackhawks, the Bulls, and the Bears.
That's why I don't want to hear shit from you. You doing all right.
Yeah, you doing good.
Put your champion city ass up, man.
Man, Detroit got you. Yeah.
And the women's basketball team. We got that, too.
They good.
In our later life, the Bay been on fire. The Giants is ripping them off. The Warriors is ripping them off.
We've been pretty consistent.
Yeah.
Two championships. Pretty much. Warriors. Niners with the Super Bowl.
New York always got stuff.
Yankees. Right. As long as the Yankees is here, they're going to have stuff.
That's about it, though, right?
We got Mets. We got Mets.
Doc Gooden and them.
Oh, yeah.
Name of those. World Series.
But the Knicks.
I think the Rangers.
Who has hockey? Chicago.
Red Wings.
Yeah, y'all be.
We got the Rangers, too.
You know, the Sharks.
The Rangers won something.
Choke every goddamn year.
The Sharks can never win anything.
What, did they go to the Western Conference like 4 times in a row? Choke.
The Sharks. San Jose Sharks never.
4 years in a row. Chokage.
And San Jose is considered the Bay.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
All right.
They might got
the advertise. I don't want to hear no shit in the comments
section. Well, but you're going to hear it from people that live in Oakland anyway. Because they be like,
it's a little far from them.
They never win.
Yeah.
It's always something.
Because like if you listen to the radio, it says San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose. Yeah. Like that. It's like.
It does say that.
So it's the,
So San Jose is the Bay.
Yeah.
All
right, man.
Super Bay. But because it's closer to Silicon and Santa Clarita and shit, people be like,
okay.
But it's really, honestly, it's not even people. It's Oakland. Oakland be like, we're the only ones that count.
You're going to get some San Francisco, a lot of San Francisco people to come.
To the San Jose show?
Yeah, but the Oakland people probably
How far, how close is San Jose to San Francisco?
Weird.
Oakland people go to Tommy T's.
Yeah.
Pleasanton.
Okay. Yeah.
How far is San Jose from Oakland?
Not far. Just a drive down the highway.
An hour, right? Nah, about 40.
40 minutes?
Yeah.
They might.
People
commute.
From, but
they
all the people up. From
they might commute.
Santa Clarita. Yeah. I mean, not Santa Clarita. What's the, where do Niners play? Santa Clara. They'll all go. Who else? Mel Peter. All them areas gonna go.
Tony's fans were driving from like two
That's
hours
true.
Out.
That's true.
Wherever we've been. So yeah.
Oakland,
hopefully they come down.
Yeah, they'll come.
Oakland. But definitely if you do Tommy T's, Oakland. Is, they're coming.
Right.
Yeah. They'd be like, 30 minutes. Niggas, like that's.
Tommy T's is a long room.
I think LA makes things weird because I had 30 minutes. I'm like, I'm not going way out there because everything you can have is close.
Right.
But when you're not from a place that has everything close,
a
couple hours is not a huge deal.
Right.
You'd be like, oh, it's only an hour away. And I'd be like, hey, it's an hour away.
Yeah, 30 minutes for me. I'd be like,
here. Oh, here? Yeah. Because you can do 30 minutes just on the street out here
right.
Yeah.
to get to the freeway.
Oh.
Yeah. That's why I told you, like, an hour away, and you're like, nah, 40 minutes. That's like an hour away.
Well, it there is like no street.
But it do depend on what time, though.
Yeah.
Like, when I'm coming back from the last factory, after it's over, I'm home in 20 minutes.
At night, I don't even think
it's 40. At nighttime is a different ballgame.
But going there, you'd be like, ugh.
I think it's like 30, Greg.
Especially, we're on spot 7.
Jesus. I don't want to do a set, man.
I don't.
Dang,
LA at night is wonderful, bro. I love driving in LA. Easy work. When I used to do scooter life at night, amazing, bro.
Scooter life.
Chaz was on the scooter, tough.
I was on my scooter.
No helmet.
I would think you would love rush hour.
Huh? Why?
Because then you just.
Dig it easy.
Well,
did you ever
you ain't
weave
going
through?
Between the cars.
I did all the time.
He'd just be knocking all the windows
just
off.
Just thigh rubbing the cars.
Now, did you ever squeeze through?
I did all the time. That was the best part. You just kind of go in and out of traffic.
Chaz had a wreck on that scooter.
Yeah, sure.
How many times you wreck? You drop it.
I fell once. I got caught in the rain, and I fell coming off of
the rain.
I was coming off the freeway, doing a hot 50 off the freeway at night.
I don't mean to be laughing at Chaz wrecking, but
it was fun. Well, because you know,
just to see somebody
it just,
fall
it
off
it just started
a scooter,
raining,
man.
And I was like, shit, I gotta get off this freeway because I'm gonna die. So I was coming off. It was getting wet, and I was coming off the turnpike, whatever. And I just caught an angle, bro, and the thing slid from underneath me. And I was trying to be cool. That's why I hurt my shoulder. I was trying to be cool because I slid. And I did like a baseball slide up. And then I can pop up and just, you know, kind of walk it off. And I just kept going. And I landed on my shoulder like that. And my shoulder's never been the same.
Oh,
and I was like, yeah. And I'm going to send my truck. He came up. He was like, you good? I was like,
yeah. Time to me.
I guess he wanted to see if I was alive.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
And I got it. It still ran. I got up and hopped back.
He got on the radio immediately. Hey, man, this nigga just fell on the side of the road.
I actually went right to. I still went to work. I went to work and finished my day.
Was it more scary on the freeway or on the streets?
Well, during traffic, it was easy on the freeway. It was great because, you know, I was just going in and out of people. It wasn't ever really
scary. Your scooter went
that
fast? We hit 60?
I hit 60. Mm-hmm. It was a 250cc, so I hit 60. Oh. Couldn't do a whole lot more than that, you know. And then
that was going down.
Like Urkel's like, yeah, that's real.
You know, I would have passed that thing. But no, it was never really scary to me. Like even like a semi would pass you every now and then, so that would shake you. Like,
burr, burr.
Yeah, the whole thing would blow you this way. You'd be like,
burr.
But it was never
you look
really
like you have the confidence to go in the fast lane on your scooter.
Definitely not the fast lane, unless traffic got bad. Then I'm all over. But it was great. And then I got tapped once. Somebody rear-ended me once.
Did you fall off when they tapped?
The tap, no. The tap, I think I might have been following you somewhere in Hollywood. I think me, you, and Candace Thompson were going somewhere, and then somebody tapped me. And then one time, yeah, the rear ended. That one, luckily, it wasn't that bad, and I just kind of like went forward.
Did
and
you,
held
did you
off.
Turn around with attitude?
Right. I would have. Nah, because what am I going to do? I'm going to kick that shit? What am I going to do?
Turn around.
I didn't say anything. I just kept going. Well, after the tap?
Yeah.
The tap, no. The one the actual person hit me, we talked. But
was Candace
tap, no.
riding with you or Candace riding with Tony?
I was holding on to her.
I hated that scooter, man.
Scooter
you went on a
great,
date
bro.
That, on that scooter?
Ever I met people that I never took anyone on it because it was small. And it was like a bigger scooter, but it's still small. It's not.
You
gotta
just
motorcycle.
Imagine that scene in Dodgeball when he pulled up, pulling up on people. Where's hot?
I was, bro. And then I got so good, man. I remember I was riding because you know it's no pedals or nothing. I was like laying across it. I wasn't using my feet. I was standing on it. I was doing mad tricks on that thing.
How much did it cost to fill that baby up?
Maybe $8.
Oh.
Yeah, for the week. Now you guys get it. Now you get it. And then I did it for two years at least?
Yeah.
I did it everywhere.
Yeah, for a while.
I couldn't afford a car.
That scooter.
Huh?
I was glad you got it.
I changed everything. I was on the bus for the longest, and then the scooter changed it. It just made me, it gave me freedom. And I remember.
Gave you freedom.
Gave me freedom. Cause,
no more waking Tony up.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what I'm talking about.
And I remember this dude was trying to convince me. I was at the, it was this, man, I'm blanking on his name. This Indian comedian. And he was telling me to do it. And I was like, how the hell am I going to look? And I had to walk from Melrose. From the improv to North Hollywood. And that's when I was like, I got to get this scooter because I can't do this. The buses stopped running.
Yeah.
I walked from Hollywood to North Hollywood.
How much,
Go ahead.
Was it big enough that you left it on the street, or did you have to carry it upstairs in the living room?
No, I definitely left it on the street, but I could park like on the sidewalk. Like I park like right next to buildings and shit like that. So I got preferred parking anywhere I went.
Oh, like a little bike.
Like a little bike.
Yeah, a little chain and everything.
Mm-hmm. See how they try to shame me, but I'm proud of it?
Uh-huh. Yeah, firm.
Yeah. Scooter life was great for me. Mm-hmm. It was great.
The only reason I hated it is because Chaz kept it in the carport for 5 years.
In front of your car?
Oh, that was a... it was dead. When it died. Yeah, and then it was a Chinese one, so you couldn't just take it anywhere to fix it.
Man.
How much was it?
Man, maybe like $1,500.
$1,500?
That sounds pricey.
It was
$1,500. $400?
Yeah, I thought they were cheaper than that.
You can get one of them little bushes ones that are gonna die on you. Oh, yeah. I said I bought one and used it every day, everywhere.
And it was $1,500.
Yeah, I didn't have a Vespa.
I don't think it was a Vespa.
I was gonna say, but $1,500 is about how much.
He couldn't even get it fixed in
America.
That's
what the price is at.
Yeah, like I had the top of the line of the Chinese.
Was it new? You got it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he got a brand new.
Mm-hmm.
He got it all.
After that, Chaz went crazy on the vehicles.
Now I just kept upgrading. That was all.
He was like,
I got this, I got that.
He was vehicle McGee.
It wasn't off Alibaba.
It was just, man, this is these little Chinese scooter shops, bro. Like, they're around little spots, and they don't last well. They're not like, you want the Japanese or the Italian ones.
2 years sounds like a hell of a deal.
$1,500. It was great.
$8 a day. That ain't
nothing. And then I just kept upgrading to different vehicles.
$8 a tank.
Oh, $8 a tank.
That might be a week.
Mm-hmm. And I wasn't going to, like, you know, Long Beach and shit, even though I would have. But yeah, I was just in Hollywood and Burbank, North Hollywood, and that my little trifecta area. It was great.
Long Beach, that 2 hour drive.
Yeah, that
was cold. Was you like Dumb and Dumber?
Oh, I definitely froze on that thing. I fell asleep on the bike.
How do you fall asleep on a bike?
I
was tired. Man, I was doing two jobs. I was exhausted.
The breeze is hitting you direct.
Right.
No, I mean, I had stopped. I think I was at a red light or something like that. Oh. And I fell asleep. When I woke up, I was like, damn it.
Oh, yeah, that was.
That's
a safe fall asleep.
Yeah. Oh yeah, no, I wasn't
fall asleep mid drive.
You know, that's
when you're doing this.
Yeah. Hey, when you wake up from driving from sleeping, it's,
oh, man.
It's the worst.
Y'all don't just pull over?
Huh? So now.
Yeah.
Now I do. Yeah, like now. In the past few years, I just try to tough it out.
Used to fight it.
I got sleepy yesterday, man. I was struggling. But I made it through. But man, I was tired. Stupid vaccine.
Oh, you got it.
The second shot.
Oh, boom. Knocked you out?
Man, Sandman was socking me out in that driver's seat.
Where were you at in your story? Where the people were asleep?
Oh, yeah, I pulled up to the bank and I look over this old man. Like, oh, my God damn. So I went to the bank, came back. I was like, he's still asleep. Man, I looked over. It was somebody else sleeping on the other side.
I was like, what's happening
right here? Knocked out. In front of a bank.
Do you pull over on the eye roll or the first long blink? Do you pull over on this?
I do it when I feel like I had to snap out of it. Like, yeah. Oh, shit. Hold on, man.
If I got to slap myself, that's not my eye.
Yeah. So you do the window roll?
I do the window roll down first and then a slap to my face.
I fight it first. I do this. Yeah. I pull over and just get out and go to the trunk.
What's in the trunk?
Nothing.
Okay.
I just do it to catch the breeze and then
just
to do
get
something.
The police
just to change the energy.
Yeah.
Then I get back in the car and see how I feel.
Yeah, that fresh air can do something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotta go.
If I'm still sleepy, I'll be like, all right, let me just pull over. And then I go like to a McDonald's or something.
Yeah. Lit up parking lot.
Sleep in the parking lot.
Yeah. I can't ever sleep. I usually pull over, then I get a lot of energy.
Me too. Every time I try to sleep?
Yeah, I'll get in the passenger seat and everything.
That happens like, too, yeah. I hate that when you be like, all right, sleep, where you at now?
You're right.
I done pulled over. Sandman's like,
and
nah,
it seems like just drive a little
drive.
Bit.
Yeah,
you do that second run, and you.
I've definitely gone full concert to keep myself awake.
Full
concert.
That shit,
sure.
It'll work
music
for a minute.
Blasting,
singing, yelling, rapping, like sweating, rapping
for real.
full show, full on.
All windows down.
Yep, I remember one time I like did. I was listening to what was that? Papa Roach, I think. Or it might have been Red Hot. I don't know. But when the drum solos came on, I went full. Like, I was slapping the steering wheel. Like, I went in. I got to stay up.
I used to do the Bombs Over Baghdad.
Oh, yeah.
I never knew what to say. God, come, sad, sad,
Power Music Electric Revival.
Yeah.
That's what they were saying.
What did he say?
Power Music Electric Revival.
Oh, is that what this is? I never knew what this is.
Power Music Electric Revival.
I never knew what this is. You just be hype.
I danced to that whole song one time with a girl, man.
Exhausted.
My thighs.
You danced to that one?
Yes.
Exhausted.
The full length. My thighs were on the
grill. That's what you gotta make a choice about, because you want to, but you're like, the song is 8 minutes long.
Man, it kept going. I didn't want to pop out, man. Because you know that song is intense. As soon as it comes on, it don't let up. Oh, like, man, though.
You gotta have a routine with a little sweat break in the middle.
Yeah. Lord.
The whole song you doing this.
Dance to, yeah.
Yeah, like Tony said, when you dance with a girl, you don't want to get beat.
Yeah, no. I didn't want to punk because she was still going in. I'm like, I'm taking this. I'm grabbing stuff. Man, it's like Dancing the Scar by Luke.
Oh, yeah.
That's intense as soon as it come on. Scar! Scar! You got to bring it. Your thighs got to be ready.
You can't stop. Man. You can't fall. You can't let her knock you down. You can't let her knock you back. You gotta. That's sometimes you ask your boy, just hold me. Just put your hand on my back. Hold me up a little bit.
Are they still? I ain't been to a kids party. Are they still freaking a kids in a party?
Yes,
yeah, they are.
So you call it a kids party?
My
son had his party, and I stayed out front for most of it, but I went inside at the end, and there's like feet print on the wall.
Oh, damn.
They like old school, hand on the floor, feet on the wall.
Holding up the wheelbarrow. We call that the wheelbarrow.
That's when you hold your boy up. Yeah, he was getting held up.
Craig was looking at the stain line.
I remember my boy threw a party one time, and the next day, there was just blue all over from everybody's fresh jeans. So there was just blue all over the wall.
Blue and black.
Blue and black all over the wall from jeans rubbing up against the wall.
Getting worked over.
Yeah, because dudes be using the wall for the support. You know what I mean? So it's like, yeah. It was just jean prints everywhere.
Now we had white t-shirt be covered. But we fucking smashing a Smurf. What's going on back there?
For the girl dads, what would you guys think if you walked in and
they were twerking and
feet on the wall,
like my daughter?
Yeah,
I walk out. I'd be like, I'm not.
DC goes and sweeps
shit.
The leg.
Yeah, I'm not. Party over.
DC walk in.
Party over.
Hell nah. DC start doing stuff to embarrass her. Okay, y'all want to see?
DC party glasses over. Fog up. Like, let me get the hell out of here,
bro. So I wouldn't want to mess up the party. Right. But at the same time, I'm not watching that shit.
I'm like, come on, who raised you? Come on, turn around. Nope. My hands on
the
floor.
Do you have a father?
Right.
Where's your...
I'd be more mad if she had no rhythm, too. I'd be like...
Not even good at it.
You ain't even working it right.
Ain't even doing it right. That's freaky for no reason.
You call moms like, hey, man.
Man, what's more embarrassing? Your daughter too good or no rhythm?
Show the moves we had.
No rhythm.
He's like, damn, baby.
I think no rhythm.
No
works.
Rhythm.
That's my daughter.
Got to teach her how to twerk. Come here. I think just right.
As a black.
Right.
As a black. No rhythm.
No
as a
rhythm
black.
Will burn.
She
no
dancing like Elaine on Seinfeld. Yeah. Like,
damn it.
We are back with another episode of Daddy Issues. Water just went up my nose.
Nice.
We back.
Nice.
Longest intros in hip-hop.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to direct the movie, and the intro going to come in 45 minutes into the movie.
As it should.
Yeah.
That's when the titles are going to come
in. I like when movies do that, though. When it's just like the first scene, somebody got shot in the face, you're like, whoa, what happened? It's just, intense. Yeah, an intense action.
Hour later.
And 45 minutes in, this is going to be like this.
Renegade.
Somebody going to say it, and then it's going to be like, Renegade 6.
Everybody in the scene pauses.
Mm-hmm. Freeze frame.
Oh, yeah.
And why not?
I always want them to like look in the camera when they do it. When they say the name of the title, it would be like, yeah, he has the golden eye. Huh? You got to get it.
James Bond ain't never changed the intros. They stay true to the grand. Did it. He walk out.
No one tried to remake it. No one tried to, let's do something different.
They will.
But I love that.
The grand visuals and the artwork. And they always got a huge singer singing the
I love it.
The intro screen.
If they go black, they're going to change it. RZA's going to do it. And it's going to be a whole different
movie. Who's going to be Bond?
I don't know who the next. They're going to have to do the way, well, the last one. They killed him off.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Oh, were?
Yeah. Yeah,
but it was a black woman that was.
She was a 007. But Bond, he died.
Bond died, bro?
Yeah.
That we know of.
He didn't have no time to die, but he died.
Oh, that's what it was called.
So I don't know how they're going to do this. I don't know if they're just going to, or just keep the 00. Because, you know,
Yeah, what was their plan?
Because really, really, all the movies, they never named James Bond. No. They just GoldenEye. Tomorrow is a thought we lost time with. They just be all kind of just extravagant shit. Yeah. The world is not enough. Tomorrow never dies. Mm. You know, so.
I think the dude from Snowflake would be a good 007.
Snowfall?
Snowflake, Snowfall.
Same thing.
I double back
show,
him.
They're, Snowflake is a different
they're
show.
Not going to have a black person be James Bond.
Or James David. Or John David. John David would be great.
Uh-oh. Don't get him started.
First off, he can't do a better British accent than his father. So he'll never
How do you know?
I'm just joking.
Idris Elba would be a good
that's
champion.
He'd be
that's
great.
What they were talking
He's
about.
A bit
that's
old,
people
though.
So is
James
Craig. What's
Sean
his name?
Connery.
Daniel Craig? Got to be old as shit.
Well, he was younger when he got the role.
When he did
Connery?
Daniel Craig.
He had to
but Connery was old when he
no,
got
No, not when he first got
not
it.
When he first got
well,
it.
Well, actually, when he first got it.
In the 60s?
He might have been pushing, no. He might have been pushing like 40.
The first Bond was in the 60s.
In the 60s. Mm-hmm.
That's his 60s. If he was pushing 40.
That's not
to be James Bond.
Let's see how old
also
he was.
Also in the 70s, 40 looked a lot older.
True.
People just looked older in general.
Yeah, that workout plan was different and their dieting was a lot different.
Let me see what's happening.
Back when they used to suck 32. In Humphrey
he was
Bogart 32? Days.
Oh, so he was 32. He
young.
Was young.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He oh, goodness. He
yeah,
looked,
Idris already in
I
his
told
40s.
You they looked old back then.
How old was Daniel Craig, Cam?
40.
12.
Yeah.
Just
damn,
looked old
he looked old to me.
That's
normal. Yeah. He in great shape, but. No,
face-wise, he looked pretty old in the face.
I was 55?
Yeah.
No, let me run
said,
down this.
He's 28.
Hallway.
I remember when he first got cast. I was like, him?
Yeah,
he's
53.
He's 53?
When he was first cast,
Oh, damn. Who was 53?
No, not when he was first cast.
Daniel Craig, right?
He got to be 53 now.
Okay, so then minus what?
10 years?
Mid-40s then.
See, Idris can do it.
Idris is going to look younger longer anyway. So
yeah.
When did he do Casino Royale? When was that? Was that 2008?
Yeah, let's look it up. Let's get the facts.
We getting the numbers. Oh, we crunching
the real
let's get
deal.
The facts.
They're gonna be in the comments. Well, actually,
2006.
Oh,
so
wow.
Was that 16
man,
years
that
ago? 17
man,
years
that long,
ago?
Not a while ago.
Man, near 20
so
years.
So he was in his 30s.
Yeah.
I guess that's the move.
No, nah, man. There were even with just people talking about it being Idris, the uproar, and
yeah.
I mean, it was the uproar, and then
be a
you know,
good candidate.
He'd be a great candidate,
know.
But he's British,
uproar
and there's
about
a lot of
what?
Races about him being a black Bond.
Bro, aren't we past that?
No. We're not, DC, clearly.
We had a black Annie, for crying out loud.
And there was an uproar. There was an uproar about Ariel being black. There was, like, people get mad about these things.
Yeah, but Idris is just, I think he's a little too old for the role, not necessarily
now,
bad for it. I didn't like him in Suicide
candidate.
Squad, so I damn sure don't want to be my 007 lead.
I like him in there.
Idris is a different black, though.
What type of black is he?
Right now?
He got the accent, you know?
Black,
like, you close your eyes. Yeah, you close your
I
eyes.
I feel like he just checks all boxes for James Bond.
He does.
Bond.
Right. He checks every box.
Like, he's great, but.
I can see him pulling mad women. He's smooth.
Mm-hmm.
He looks like he can handle himself in
he has
a fight.
A mohawk. My James Bond don't have a mohawk.
This is a haircut, Craig.
They can always get rid of it, Craig.
You're acting like Chaz right now.
What you talking about?
What?
What'd I do?
Come on.
What'd I do?
Why is that always an insult? Chaz. Hold
you
on. What'd I
real
do?
Chaz
you are now.
No,
what?
Don't say that.
Chaz Jr. Wayans.
What?
The nitpicking is why he can't be Bond.
Nah, it's others.
I mean, there is other, but Idris would have been a dope candidate.
They'll probably go grab Tom Holland and do that shit, too. He'll probably wind up doing every fucking
too
role.
Little, though.
He's small. He's 5'7". He a small guy.
He's little in frame, too, though.
Yeah.
He's small.
Great Spider-Man, though.
Me, Sabrina and Cecile was talking about this the other day. Do y'all think, I don't think Tom Holland looks nerdy.
I think he looked nerdy. I think he has that boyish charm in the first Spider-Man.
But
because his last one, I was like, oh, he looks like he's 27.
He's not outcast nerdy, though.
No, I don't think he's supposed to be nerdy, though.
I think Peter Parker was just a kid who was smart. But I don't think he was nerdy.
Well, he was picked on.
Peter Parker can be nerdy. But you never saw his real... like, and they just did it differently in this one. This one was like, the bully was a... one of these smart nerds, Flash. Like, he was like, hey, Peter. I was like, you're not a bully.
Yeah, his roles were trash.
Yeah, was it wasn't like, even a... Like, they just changed everything, maybe because of PC and stuff. But when you watch that first Spider-Man with Toby, he was getting his ass whooped by...
that's what I'm saying.
Toby felt more
Flash.
Nerdy.
Huh? Yeah, but
Toby felt
nerdy.
More nerdy.
Yeah, exactly. More
but
geeky,
his
nerdy.
Friends was... Like, he said the bullies was different. The bully, yeah. You're not tripping off the bully now.
Flash Thompson now, like the smart Indian kid. Yeah. Like, I'm not
I
scared
think they
of
made
you.
It more he a nerd himself. Now, though. People, huh, yeah. People bully people now on the cerebral level more so now than the physical.
But can you whoop my ass? That's what I grew up in.
So he's that type of bully, like a trolley, rich kid type bully.
And then the whole time, it was just...
But he'd be catching his own L's, too, so that's why he ain't a bully. Like, no, bullies aren't supposed to catch L's. The Indian kid, he'd be catching hella L's. And yeah, be like,
well, Flash caught L's.
Flash caught big L's. Yeah.
But he was still a big L. But he was like a football player. Yeah, he was popular. Right. But
he's smashing Mary Jane.
I just don't really buy Tom Holland as like an outcast nerd.
Put some glasses on him. He might be.
He came, but when he got introduced into, was it Civil War?
Yeah.
He got introduced in?
Yeah.
It wasn't even about the nerd. He's like, hey, I'm just happy to be here. Like, I love
they
that.
They kind of bypassed his whole origin.
Yeah.
They did.
Because we've seen
it. But we've seen it twice. Know, right. And Andrew Garfield, Andrew Garfield wasn't nerdy looking either.
No, he wasn't.
No, he was just
he was way
dick.
Too cool. Sliding around the skateboard in the school.
He was a great cool. Spider-Man. He was an asshole as Peter Parker, though. And Toby, to me, was a good Peter
they
Parker.
They each had each half of it.
Yeah. Andrew Garfield was great in the costume.
Yeah. He was great in the costume. but he was a dick.
Because we were arguing. We were like, because they were saying, look how he talks when he talks to people. He's all flustered. And mm-hmm. But I was like, that's because he's dealing with superheroes that are grown.
Yeah.
Within his own element.
And they made him a kid. Yeah, he was like a senior in high school.
So I couldn't count that as him being nerdy because he was flustered talking to Tony Stark and Captain America. Of course, you're going to be like,
nah, he was just like, I'm just happy to be here.
He was amazed.
But nerds now, bro, nerds now are like these cats who make apps and shit, they regular cats now. There's no Bill Gateses out there.
Yeah, the nerd definitely has gotten cooler.
It's evolved.
Yeah.
Shit, the they got the games for kids now to
make apps
learn
and
how
shit.
To make apps.
Yeah, coding games.
Coding games.
Yeah, everything.
2 year olds.
Everything.
The hell a 2 year old gonna code?
Mm-hmm.
They'll figure it out.
It's gonna blow up my house.
Mm. I made an app to say when I'm out of snacks. So you get an alert right to your phone.
What do you guys think? If you can create an app, what app would you create? This is not a question of the day. I'm just kidding.
Oh, I was like, what?
No,
it's just in a moment.
What would be the app?
I would create an app where I could hold my phone up to a piece of art and just be like, how much is this worth? Or like that, and then see how much it's worth.
Okay. That'd be dope. That's probably not that far away, actually. That's
and in that way, I can use Masterworks.
Yeah. Y'all didn't see that coming, huh? I knew it.
Yeah.
I was like, get him, Tony.
So, Masterworks is you know you can invest in art
right.
Like that's the new it's not really the new wave but I know
it's getting popular
popular and you know a lot of people want to know like you know when you think of art where you think man the Mona Lisa's worth millions you could never get the real thing unless you was you know multimillionaire but for the first time ever, anyone can invest in blue chip artwork without having to dish out millions of dollars, all thanks to a new company, Masterworks. Masterworks is democratizing. I've never even heard that word before. Man.
Jesus.
Democratizing? Is that what it is? No wonder. What does that even mean?
I ain't heard that word either.
I'm like making it a democracy.
Oh, shit, man.
Power.
Giving power to the people.
Yes. Democratizing.
Yes.
The art market by giving everyone the opportunity to invest in paintings by iconic artists like Monet,
Banksy,
and Basquiat at an affordable entry point. And it makes perfect sense why you want to diversify your portfolio with artwork. Contemporary art has outpaced the S&P 500 for over two decades with low correlation to boot. It's one of the smartest investments for long-term growth with low... What's his word right here?
Democratizing.
Let's get it.
Volatility?
Volatility.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Okay. That one
doesn't explode up and down.
We were unimpressed after we did. Oh, that's fine.
Democratizing, though.
Yeah. And now it's never been easier because Masterworks is giving our listeners priority access to their newest offerings. Get started at masterworks.art/issues. That's masterworks.art/issues. See important disclaimers at masterworks.io/disclaimer for the disclaimers. Because I was just watching a video about I listen to Griselda. I don't know if y'all do, but
The rap group.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's his name? West Side Gun. West Side Gun, he buys art. And so that adds to his like net worth. And I'm just like, oh, art, eh?
I was going to, well, I'll check out the app a little bit more, but I'm like, I wonder if it's going to be like how with Cash App you could purchase some of Bitcoin, if you could purchase some of the artwork, not necessarily whole items, like if you put some money
like
on
it. A timeshare on art?
Not a timeshare on it, but you own a percentage of it, like a stock. I'm wondering if that's what it is.
Yeah, I mean, that's my question also, because I'm like, yeah, some of these things go for millions and millions. I'm not paying for that. But if you go like, hey, I got 10 on it.
Yeah, I got $10.
And then, my 10 goes to 100, you know, that's pretty much what crypto is.
Because art be going up a lot.
Yeah, it does.
And if you can get a little piece of that.
Okay,
so I'd be more comfortable doing that than stocks.
Yeah, I did want to answer that question.
Yeah.
What was the question again?
My answer, what app would we create? What app would I create?
That was your answer.
That was your answer.
That was your answer.
I was trying to figure out how we was going to transition into that.
DC right on time.
Yeah, appreciate it.
I would do something weird because whenever I'm in the mall, I hate not knowing exactly where the stores are. I would create an app that'll tell you that like a GPS when you're inside that mall.
There's a whole
The directory.
The directory in there.
The directory do
a lot of times you can't find the directory.
Right.
When you need
it.
Certain stores don't show.
You said I want an app that does what the directory
does. But I
want
it on my phone.
We know damn well the directory don't work.
I just was in a mall yesterday. Okay, I was like, where's Hot Topic? Oh, okay,
so
bottom level.
You had a compass, and you looked at the map, and you was like,
I actually
Waze, and it will show you how to walk there in the mall.
On your Google, man.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Show it. Pull it up.
We're not in the mall.
I'm just saying, what's the app called?
He's Waze.
So if I'm in Waze, if I'm in the mall, and I pull up my Waze, and I'm like.
You press the walk symbol in there, and you type in the store.
You know, fuck all y'all.
I'll create something.
No, because I'm finna go there. I'm finna go to the mall today. And
I want something.
I'm
finna have a drive.
No.
DC in the mall. Where's Macy's, bro?
No, the directory, stop
using big words.
No. I'm gonna go to the mall, and I want to see this happen. We were just in the mall. And it was the directory was not there, and
prove
it did not.
We couldn't find the directory.
Right.
In the Aurora.
So you
want
an app that puts you where the directory is?
I want to be in the mall.
We
want
to not have to go to the directory.
Right.
I feel your app.
Yeah.
I would
create an app that lets you know
where food places
are, so you can drive there and go eat.
Don't they already have?
Yes.
Well, that was hilarious.
Hey, the room says otherwise.
You're really doing now, Keon.
The room says otherwise.
You're supposed to wait till later to do a callback.
Yes.
You don't call back a second later.
Well, it seemed to work. Yeah. It seemed to work. No, Patreon would say yes.
Yeah. My punch was harder. Oh, Keon's on fire.
You can call back a second later.
Don't be mad
wait
at me because your
later.
App was stupid.
No, my app was dope. We were just there together.
We did get played in the directory, though. In DC's defense, we was like, where's directories at in here?
All right.
Yeah.
Craig, what you creating?
I'm actually going to work on this now because I thought of it.
Don't tell us, man.
I don't care. I'm going to do an Angry Birds, but with Steph Curry shot, so it has to make it to the basket off the banks around the defenders. Yeah, I'm making a quick little app. I don't really care about people. I'm not making a save world app. I'm making an app to keep the kids quiet. Simple.
What you got, Jazz?
I always wanted one like a Pokedex, like Pokemon, where I can just pick an animal, like a, you know, you have like a bug or something. Like, what in the fuck is that? And I want to be like, take it to the app and it tells you exactly what it is and the stats of it and all that good stuff.
I think that exists.
What's the app, DC?
Pokemon.
What's the app, DC?
Isn't it Pokemon? Just like we don't know the name of my app.
Well, your app is called Waze and Directory.
What's my app called? Pokemon Go.
No. That's where you pick it up
and it tells you what the animal
is,
all the stats. What
the hell is this bird I'm looking at?
Right.
You should apply to all animals. Like,
Oh, you're talking about a real animal. I thought you were talking about.
Yeah. You stole mine.
Yes, you got
to
get pretty goddamn close to a squirrel.
Because that's the app I wanted. Like, what bird is that?
Right. And I'm not trying to get close. Right.
I think they have that, too.
But you ever have like a bug or something? You'd be like,
I wanted a Shazam for animals.
I want it for insects for sure.
Yeah.
Because I'd be like, I want to know how is my life on the line.
Is this
with
a brown
this
recluse?
Yeah, that's my only question.
Because we always think of Spider as a brown recluse. Because like, Black Widows, you know.
Right, right.
But brown recluse, they be looking red.
Oh, we got Black Widows up by my house. Oh, them shits be man. Big.
It was a spider in the house last night. He tried to play dead. He was like laying down. I got the broom and then he moved underneath.
He had a tongue. The X's in his eyes.
He was laid wide. He looked dead. I'm like, let me get the broom on him and then he moved.
Shit.
That would be a cool app.
Yeah.
I would definitely want it.
Yeah. You couldn't tell me where in the afterwards it is.
It passed. I still don't believe in that Waze shit. I'm going to the mall.
I used to use Waze all the time.
Apparently that app exists.
But I never used it on the
Wall. Wait, what'd you say?
The a bug one. There's a bug identifier app.
What do we have here? Well, looky. The table turned goddamn fast, huh?
I said for all animals, though.
Well, that was
is there
pretty
one for
fast.
All animals, Cam? Cam?
That app has happened before, huh?
That I don't know. All I know is in the comments, people are saying it's called bug
one. I want for all animals.
Oh, now we're going to change
what I didn't say. I said that earlier.
I said it's exactly.
I changed it to all animals. He said bug.
I thought it was a double
he said. He said
Thank you. Thank you, Keon and Tony.
I thought it was Pokemon at first, but
well, that's okay. What I used as a Pokedex was the reference.
DC. But it's all documented.
DC's too angry to think. He's just trying to clap back.
There's a bird identifier.
A bird identifier?
Oh. I need all those in one. You know what I'm saying?
Bird watching is a big thing, though.
It is a big thing.
So,
and there is an app that has the ability to identify animals.
Oh, shit. Well, this is
crazy.
I need these apps, by the way.
There's no
crazy on my phone. There is not a stacker. That's Craig's only one that's only
the only original app is Craig. That's fucking crazy, huh?
Until you see, I'm sure Steph Curry has a shooting net.
Now he does.
I got a question.
Questions with DC Irvin.
Y'all, you niggas kill me, man. All right, here's the first question. Yes. I got two probably for today. Maybe three. Shit.
We'll save the other one for the next episode.
Okay, I'll do the weak one this question then.
Yeah.
I want the good one now or the.
Give us the good one.
Difficult. We're all fishing.
Uh-huh. Okay.
On a boat.
And we got our app. We can identify the fish. Yeah.
Look at this.
Bass.
Especially in the water, bro. Maybe you've seen some shit they still discovering.
We're on the river.
Okay.
Uh-huh. We're all fishing. Mm-hmm. One of us falls in. I'm going to say Chaz for good measure.
Okay. Of course.
So you're going to be hard to save.
Chaz falls in. Alligator gets a hold of Chaz.
Oh, shit. Come on.
It's not deadly yet.
You're doing what do you the mean? Death roll?
Chaz is hanging with the alligator. He's fighting it, but it's getting ugly. We see like a finger or something gets lost.
Wait, but why did Chaz fall in? Was he doing something we told him not to do first?
Oh, possibly. Yeah, of course. Okay, brickhead. All
right.
Falls in.
Okay.
Uncontrollable size.
He's starting to struggle. But Chaz looks at us and says, I got it. Don't jump in. I'm good. I can handle this.
Uh-huh.
Are we helping this nigga?
Come on. Give me my love. Come on. Come on.
Are there any other? Do we see any other crocodiles in the world?
Guys. It's just one. He's taking on one.
Come on,
because I feel like him saying that, he wouldn't be accurate.
What you mean?
Like you say, I got it. I wouldn't believe him.
Well, of course.
I think you need help.
I think that's pride.
Are we seeing blood come up from the
He's
lost
the fingers going. You see the blood.
I got nine more. You guys are good.
And he's also selfless. So he could be saying, I got it.
I don't want you guys. You've been through enough, Tony. I got it.
Is it alligator or crocodile? What'd you say, alligator?
Alligator.
Alligator, I feel like alligator has his number, probably.
Right.
He's just trying to, you know, I got this, y'all.
But if it was a caiman,
he's just doing that. Just to keep us out of harm's way. So I'm going to go in there. Just to make sure he really
we gotta
got
to jump the alligator. It's the only way.
Thanks, Ken.
We got to sock him out to avoid the death roll.
Go for the eyes.
Yeah, appreciate that.
Because Chaz would be the type to die in there.
He would.
He would.
Keep. Out of pride.
Is Chaz
on
his back
thing.
Or underneath it holding
it? I know damn well I cannot fight an alligator.
But you told us you got it.
Yeah. I don't want you guys getting hurt, bro. I'll sacrifice, man. Go. You got Just take is care of my baby.
Is he going in and out of the water when he's saying, I got it. Yeah. Don't come in here.
I'm definitely screaming help.
I don't know. If he got his nine fingers over the alligator's mouth,
right.
I might be like, okay. He
if
got
he can
this.
Keep that mouth shut,
nine fingers.
He got a chance.
Chaz is strong, bro.
I'm pretty strong, but help me.
Nah, but then he got the guns in the water with him too, because I know he didn't throw them to the side before he jumped in.
Yeah.
So because
the true danger of an alligator is them closing the mouth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If once you keep it, if you can keep it shut, you might be able to hang tough.
So I gotta like wrap around.
But if it opens and then you get caught in this.
And then you said the finger's missing, so there's blood like coming
once
up.
Once they start
so
doing
like,
the death roll,
what else is in there?
So I guess it depends on if he really has it.
Yeah. I don't have. It's an alligator.
He doesn't have it.
Help me. He doesn't listen to me.
You told us not to, Jay.
Don't listen to me. Help me.
I'm going to be mad while we helping, though.
That's fine.
I'm going to be mad. I guarantee he was like, Chad, you probably shouldn't. And then, God damn it. And be pissed.
Hey, y'all.
I know.
Hey,
I
was an alligator. Chaz took taekwondo and kickboxing, so I don't know.
Would you? I can't do any of that underwater. Help me. Help.
I jump in.
We got to jump in. Then we can cook it later.
Yeah, there's more blood. I don't want y'all getting in the water. Just smack it with something.
Yeah.
Or shoot
it. No, like, we have to dive in.
You can't get in there. What if
we
there's more?
We ain't got no guns on the fishing trip.
But what if there's more alligators? That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. If he's bleeding in the
why
water.
Why can't we just like.
Yeah, just poke it with something sharp.
Because they're going to be taking that.
I'm jumping in with you, Chaz.
Not if you poke in the eyes.
Like, we fishing, we got something. Can we take a hook to the eyes? You know what I mean? Something like.
You get the eyes harder than it looks.
Right.
Yeah. Especially if they move. The elbow. You know what's going to happen? You guys are going to reach in and grab me, right? This is going to suck. And then I'll be like hanging off the boat. And alligator's going to twist my leg right off.
It's going to get that
thigh.
It's not going to miss that.
You
leash
you alive.
And then leg and a pinky.
Right.
Yeah.
And Craig will have plenty of room.
You could lose half the thigh. Yeah.
Oh, it's
going
to be the right thigh that I lose. I'll make sure of that. You keeping his left thigh.
We saving you.
Thanks, guys.
I do.
Thanks, guys.
We're going to kill that.
I'll be excited about touching the alligator anyway.
Tony's like, marvel at it.
Man, will you help me?
Doing his voiceovers.
I'm definitely doing the voiceover.
What if Tony filmed it? Doing the
definitely
voiceover?
Definitely doing the voiceover. Whoever else is on the boat, hey, record this shit.
It's getting mounted at my house.
Yeah.
Have y'all had alligator
with my leg in there?
Chicken.
In his mouth?
I didn't
like
it.
It tastes like chicken?
Yeah, it
tastes like greasy.
Chicken. Like tough chicken.
Yeah,
it was a little greasy, too.
Tastes
we
like
had it
dark
in Morro Bay.
I liked it, though.
I didn't like it.
It's like dark meat chicken.
I don't like dark meat.
I don't like dark meat.
You can definitely taste the wildness.
Oh, it has like a, what do they call it? Gamey?
Yeah, gamey taste.
Nah, I've had bear before. That
why are you eating bear, man?
I was in Michigan. They eat bears there. It was,
for what?
What did bear taste like?
It was like, I had a bear steak once, and then I had a bear.
Is it sweet?
I like
when they just be cooking all the animals.
It wasn't sweet?
Huh?
Because they always be like, it's sweet like bear meat.
It's because they be eating honey.
I don't know if it was sweet. Yeah, but
certain
was
animals should be against. Yeah, I mean, well, they are against. But certain things like
oh, every so animal much. Can get it, guys.
Damn it.
Every sound. Animal can get it. There's not an animal.
A lizard?
Out
you eat a lizard?
Get. If the mug was cooked and fried right, I'd
would
eat
you
that
try
mug.
Tarantula?
I think I would try it. I'm down to try a lot of stuff. If it's
you
cooked,
eat wombat
they
anus.
Cook it where you don't see the actual tarantula itself, but it's like a.
I can still see it.
Meat.
It just has to be dead and
what
cooked.
What if it's cooked
alive,
but like
so.
Still in like.
Yeah,
what if
it's
still
you got to break the leg off
yeah,
yourself.
Like full spider
crab cracking.
I'm fine with all that. I don't want it. Like people eat like live stuff. That's what bothers me. And then I don't want that.
So but you could eat the tarantula?
That was... I tried.
Oh, shit.
I tried.
You've had snake?
I don't think I've ever had snake.
I tried cricket. That was good.
You tried it, Greg?
I heard it's cricket. High in protein. Super high in protein.
It was good?
I never.
It tastes like sunflower seeds.
Oh, ooh,
I like, it's like crunchy.
Oh,
I can see that happening.
Do that all day, baby. Get this protein up, hit the weight, have a little cricket.
I tasted the grasshopper on accident, the live one.
How?
It hit me in the lips.
You said you tasted
it. So I tasted the residue of the real live
like?
Grasshopper.
It
was salty. You're like, oh.
The grass.
I don't know
like,
why I licked.
You didn't have to lick, bro.
I didn't, but it was just oh. It was salty.
You got too
sure.
much curiosity, bro. You.
I didn't do it as a limitation. It was just
like,
a natural.
I wonder.
Boop.
Pervert yeah. ass grasshopper out there
like, trying to jump into your mouth.
Dusty.
Like I'm not eating no flies or nothing cooked. But
you would try flies.
Why would you try tarantula?
Yeah,
not
yeah.
Flies are disgusting.
They are. They
if I went somewhere and they said this is a delicacy that we do, I'm most likely gonna try whatever it is that they do. But if it's like a fly that I know sits in shit,
yeah, I'd rather eat
tarantula. But it's cooked. They didn't cook the shit.
Tarantula looks more meaty.
Yeah, it looks like seafood.
It does.
Yeah.
Looks like, what's the thing people eat?
Spider crabs? The
calamari.
I can see the correlation.
And I see someone eat a soft shell crab
like
live.
Calamari. Yeah.
I don't eat nothing live. I don't like eating crab like that because they just dump them in
like
their
live.
That seems
live.
Horrible. That seems horrible, man. Crab is delicious.
That's mean, bro.
Somebody posted a video. They be sending it to me. I'm like, I'm not doing this. It was a crab in a pot that was cooking, but he was still moving around. He was doing something with the corn.
What they want you to do?
Right.
What they want you to do?
It's a horrible death behind this.
Right. Yeah, it's the live cooking. I go like, damn.
Yeah, it's tough. Like, but I do it like it when they escape the pots.
Yeah. They go right that. Back in.
I like when they grab weapons.
Yeah.
He was like, what y'all want to do?
Why do they do that? You can just kill the crab or kill the lobster.
That's maybe it breaks the shell. I don't know.
They say it's like the freshness.
So then you ruin the meat.
That'd be fine.
Oh.
Yeah. There's got to be a way to kill it.
Can they just hit him on the head?
Clunk.
Clunk.
That's how they do a lot of when they catch fish.
Yeah. Clunk.
One tap.
Yeah, but you're not eating the fish head. You're eating the body of the crab.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
That's a horrible death.
Oh, they be cooked, boiled alive?
Yeah.
And they be trying to say they don't feel pain. Yes, they do. I think you're lying. Yeah. How you know?
Right, how do you know?
How do you know they ain't
you
feel
pain? Crab.
They try to get out that bitch.
Right, yeah. So obviously it's hot.
Right.
But I read something on the contrary where they do actually feel pain.
I read that too.
Mm-hmm. If you're trying to escape out of there, I'm guessing they like, this is uncomfortable.
Right.
At the least. At the least, I'd rather not.
But crab is delicious.
Crab's kind of overrated to me. The work it takes to get
on the little crab,
like,
but the snow
crab.
The
crab cakes.
You can get them.
The seasoning
crab
is delicious.
Cakes?
What,
shit.
On the crab?
Yeah,
but most crab that you're eating is not crab.
Fresh.
Anyways. Huh? No. Most crab that you're eating is not crab.
No, imitation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No. If you
want to go to Maryland,
you can have
them de-crab
your de-shell.
Do it.
De-shell.
You have them de-shell your crab, and you just get a mountain of crab, and it's delicious. You just dip it in butter.
That's lazy.
But I don't give a shit. And then the lobster's overrated to me.
Lobster's overrated to you?
Yeah, I think crab. I like crab way more
I like
than
crab
lobster.
Better than lobster.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
But I always get the crab de-shell. I ain't doing all that.
I had some good lobster before.
And lobster's fine.
I've had some good ones. But when I had crab, I go like,
King crab.
This is king lobster.
Lobster naturally tastes buttery to me.
Oh, that's because they didn't put the all the
it looks dope
on it.
Like when they
the
show
presentation,
the tail.
The presentation,
the tail
is definitely
being it'd be robust with the joints.
Ever since the movie Splash, I was like lobster. Remember Splash with Tom Hanks
and the mermaid girl?
Yeah,
what they do?
She was eating. She was one of them eating the lobster, and they were just biting it. It was a girl. It was looked hella good.
Oh, it did.
Oh,
lobster is good,
but crab.
Food's delicious. A good time, man.
You guys can't
food
put crab
is
over
fantastic.
Lobster.
Man,
crab is over lobster.
You have to have some king crab in Alaska.
Do y'all make crab or lobster at home, though? Mm-mm. Is that something you only order when you're out?
No, we make it for the holidays. Me and Avi and Nate will get that.
Lobster?
Order. Yeah.
Y'all go
get a couple
boil it
tails.
Live?
We get like about 8 tails. Put
really?
On the grill. Yeah.
Oh, just the tails. You don't do the whole guy.
No,
lives.
Not the whole shebang. Just the tail.
Because I don't know a lot of people who make lobsters like at the crib. Like usually people order it out.
Yeah,
but
only
I'm
the
impressed.
Season.
Like I'm like that's
only during like now. Huh. Like we'll probably get some lobsters for Christmas.
Where's this at? Okay. I'm coming over.
Costco.
Fairfield. Pull up.
I'm
Fairfield.
Pulling up. I've never made that at home, honestly. But I made a lot of meals at home with HelloFresh.
HelloFresh.
With HelloFresh, you get fresh, pre-portioned ingredients,
pre-portioned.
Seasonal recipes. Delivered right to your doorstep. It skips trips to the grocery store, and you count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. Mm-hmm. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. All right. I just made, yesterday I had this flatbread pizza.
Mm.
It was good. I've been using HelloFresh so long now, I'm starting to like the little paper that come with it. I don't care. I'm
going
to do what I do.
You remix it yourself?
I'm going to do what I want to do.
Dealer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be like, this little, put a little my finger. There it is. I need a little more salt right there. I don't need the instructions like that. Especially like you learn like a lot of the meals, some of the steps are like repeat steps of other things. It's just a different, you know what I mean, sauce or whatever like
right.
that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, tonight
my
I'm making.
My nephew been cooking HelloFresh.
No, it worked.
Scott's son, he been, he cooked some. I don't know what this is. This like this looks like a pot pie type of situation.
They about to kick you out, Darren.
And then he also made this
I made that
meal.
One before.
What is this? What is that meat?
I think that's the crusted chicken, it looks like.
Oh, so he made the crusted chicken, asparagus,
mm-hmm.
and the potatoes.
No, it's probably
green beans?
Yeah.
Oh, green beans and the potatoes. So he been working it.
What did Scott say? Did Scott taste it? Did he like it? Of course he tasted it.
You know, I haven't, because my mom was sending me all this. So I don't know. I'm going to have to ask Scott.
I know he gets down.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Scott be cooking.
Hey,
man.
Next time Scott come, bro.
Yeah, Scott real
we
good.
We holding him
gotta
down.
Throw him in the kitchen. Yeah. Hey, go in the kitchen.
He boiled how, him. Water boy. Boiling. Get in there. Yeah.
How old is Daryl?
Huh?
How old is Daryl? Didn't you say his son?
Pharaoh.
Oh, my bad.
I was like, who the hell is Darryl?
I was like, who's Pharaoh?
He 13.
Yeah. Oh, he 13? See, that's what I'm saying. Hello Fresh.
Easy in there, bro.
Hello Fresh, you just follow the steps. It's real easy. It's real. And you start memorizing it after a while, and then you just kind of do your own thing. And then you add it to your regular when you're not using HelloFresh. You're like, I'm going to make a lemon butter sauce because you already didn't convert it to memory now. You know what I'm saying? So you just, and the ingredients don't even be wild. Like, it'd be regular stuff, but they just put it all there for you. And you're like, boom. You're like, I didn't know this was that simple to make a, you know. A lot of people don't know how to make stuff like gravy. You know what I mean? It's real easy, but it's like.
Gravy and Jimmy.
It does.
I know I can't fool with gravy.
It's not. You put the little flour with whatever you made you. It's light work.
Now you can leave Farrell at home and not have to get pizza delivered.
Right.
You
know, don't make that Hello Fresh, boy.
The Hello Fresh.
And the meals lately, too, like when you get them, like they'll say like 15 minutes prep time, 30 minute cook or whatever. Mm-hmm. But like when you start getting it, that prep time turned to 10.
Cuts down.
But yeah, everything starts cutting down. So your meals be done in like 20, 30 minutes.
Oh,
and then
HelloFresh is popular, man.
It's super popular.
Has Cody been cooking more with the HelloFresh, or are you still do the bulk of the cooking?
I still do the bulk, but because I mentioned that I always do the bulk, she's been cooking.
Oh, okay.
Basically, I was like, I need a break from all domestics.
I feel like Keon is a single dad.
I'm
like, he's cooking. He's got the kids all the time. What's Cody doing?
Got the kids right now.
What is she doing, man? Yeah, just out here, single dadness. Bob Saget, man.
If y'all want to check it out, go to HelloFresh.com/issues14 and use the code issues14 for up to 14 free meal and 3 free gifts. All right, so that's HelloFresh.com/issues14. Use the code issues14 for up to 14 free meals and 3 free gifts.
Oh, they went up to
goddamn food.
They went up to on
goddamn right.
HelloFresh.
They used to leave us out that second weekend. Now they gonna hit you for the second weekend too. You get the full 14. It was 12 before.
The ads over Chad Craig still selling. Like, nah, y'all come back for more of this, man.
14 free meals.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Mm-hmm. That's a good time, man. That's a lot.
Especially to avoid eating out, man. Yeah. Eating out expensive.
That's 2 weeks.
Eating out is expensive.
It's expensive.
That's crazy.
Like when people talk about that, like when you do your finance at the end of the year, look how much you spent eating out.
Yeah.
Like, if you start keeping, next year, I want people to keep track of how much you spend.
Don't do it, guys.
Eating out.
Don't.
You're going to be like, God.
You're going to be disgusted.
It's important to eat out, though, right? Like, for the.
It's a good time.
It's fun, and it's like, you know, I got them. They're going to be hungry. We on, what, how many hours in? They ate at 9 or whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to grab something.
How can you take them out to, like, restaurants?
I don't take them out a lot. They mama take them out a lot.
Oh, okay.
I cook. I'll be like, we're going to do this. I don't know if it's time. I don't know if it's late. I don't know what the reason is, but when I'm on the road, they eat out almost every day.
Oh, for real?
Oh,
do they get pumped for it?
Boy. I don't think they pump, but they love certain things. Like, they love Wingstop.
Well,
that's their
Wingstop. That's our
Friday.
That's their McDonald's?
Yeah, that's a Friday, because by the end of the week, I'll be like, I need a day off. And I'd be like,
you're a single dad. I know it's hard.
They get the boneless, boneless or the bone ins for them.
Help this
they
man.
Do the bone in a bonus.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm the only one in the house that likes bone in.
What?
Oh, wow. That's the only way they like boneless.
Boneless is fire.
Man.
Boneless is delicious.
Nice.
Boneless
it's better flavor.
Yeah. Boneless is fire.
But they're about the boneless.
I don't like the bones on my plate no more. I'm lazy.
What you mean? You gotta throw it away.
Bones gross me out after a while.
Yeah, it'd be ashy.
I started processing like what I was eating. I'd just be like,
it's animals.
I know.
It's the remains.
Yeah.
Big deal.
Oh, wow. I can't.
But yeah, we do the bone. They don't really be messing with the fries though, have you?
Okay. Interesting.
I don't really do
fries. I like when you saw fries.
It depends where we go, like though. Fries. Some places we go, they'd be like, fries, the strips or whatever, we don't care. Mm. So it all depends
they
on
like
who.
The salt and sugar.
It depends. They
then
be weird.
Wingstop got the
yeah,
booty.
Yeah, Wingstop
got
yeah.
some good. They changed it.
I like their fries.
They got like three different fries.
I like
fries. Wingstop did something different.
Yeah, Wingstop is they.
No one talks about Wingstop in the fry combo, but they need to be
it
talked about.
Good,
it.
Yeah,
man.
They got good fries.
They need to be talked about.
They just get cold fast.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
that's probably what it is.
They're not good on the reheat either.
But
fries are good on the reheat.
But once you put fries in the air fryer, they come out way better.
Air fryer.
Yeah,
that's what I want for people in 2022 too. No more microwaves.
Yeah, air fry.
Stovetop or air fry.
Yeah.
Because I get people don't want the stovetop and the toaster oven takes a while sometimes.
Right.
But an air fryer, you in and out. No more microwaves.
I'm mad the new crib came with a microwave, so now I'm...
It's
just
so
gonna
convenient.
Get used because it's there.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'd be like, nah, man.
It's convenient for something. Heat up drinks and shit is good, but...
I do it on the stove. I'm so used to doing everything not in the microwave.
Don't they say the microwave is not good
for you? It's not good for us either.
Not. It's not good for, like, vegetables and stuff.
It's not good for anything.
Yeah, nothing. I hear it's good. I hear it's not good for anything.
I don't know. I've
radiation. I've definitely about like vegetables. Yeah.
There's no
you can't bargain
way.
On this one.
Yeah, there's
no way
but,
around it.
And I don't want the air fryer later on down the line to be like, oh, there's something in there.
They're gonna find something. Yeah. Oh, they're gonna find something.
That air was
everything.
It was
everything
LA
is a problem.
Air.
recycled
breath. Smog air.
Right.
We were supposed to be eating that smoggy air.
I put lamb chops in the air fryer. It was great. Rack of lamb.
Man, really?
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You throw it in.
I've been doing my. I don't use the oven no more. I've been doing all my chicken in the air fryer.
It's great.
But with the lamb, it gets crispy.
Oh, it was beautiful.
Side.
And then I use this avocado butter, so it's not butter at all. It's just avocado.
Chad's been lavish at the crib. How come you don't invite nobody over?
What you talking about? I invited you guys over. No one came. Except for Craig. I didn't invite Craig over.
Craig I always came? Get to throw that one in. Not
nah,
me.
No, Craig was the one I missed.
Wait, didn't you invite us on the show, though?
On what show?
No,
on
not
here.
Me.
No.
Oh,
he only invites us here.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, not in real life.
He's like, y'all can always come over.
Y'all
yeah,
can.
And he always says you always can come over, but he never gives a date.
Exactly.
And sets up, like, we're
what
doing
is
a game
always
night.
Or an address.
Yeah.
What does always
game
mean?
Night yet.
Because you can't say, like, okay, we're having a game night at Tony's house.
Right.
That is an event.
But if
you
were at the crib.
You never have a
if you at the crib,
guys
like,
come over at this date at this right. time to do this thing. You
if you
just
guys
go,
like,
oh, open invitation.
Hey, man, I just want to go hang out with my buddy Chad.
I don't know what you're doing.
We're inviting ourselves.
Since when is a text? Since when is a text, like, not like, what you up to, bro? People don't do that no more?
You don't.
I don't. I'm sure.
You don't be like, come over.
Nah.
All right. I'll send you guys a specific date and time.
That's what people
nice
do.
Little...
You don't just invite yourself to people's house.
If you hit somebody and say, what y'all up to? We want to come by. We chilling.
The invites never feel
you know,
sincere.
That's not in my
nation. Huh?
The invites never feel sincere.
What you mean?
Not at all.
They just don't feel sincere. It's not like, oh.
Because he only does it here.
Yeah. It's
it's never a,
it's a very
it's never a, hey guys, it's Saturday and I want you guys to be in my presence.
I don't.
Well, then that's why we don't come over. Nigga.
Well, don't
what
come over then.
Well,
don't come over then.
I don't believe you when you say you're coming over to my house, so I really don't.
I came over your house.
People
yeah,
said
you
Craig
said
up all
bunch.
The time.
But I came over twice.
You used
Craig,
to come over all the time.
Craig don't be doing invites either.
No, he don't.
What you mean?
And you got like,
Craig
like,
really
I
takes
got a
back.
Really nice house.
Yeah, Craig. I always be like, come through.
Nah,
you for sure don't come through.
You move so
I'm
many
like,
times.
Even Tony don't come through.
Craig don't come through.
You came through.
You didn't invite me, man.
I have. And
you
kept
you
saying
invite
you
me here on the
through.
Show, it don't count.
No,
yeah,
I talked to you afterwards.
Yeah, he's
you right,
Craig.
Right.
Hey, Craig invite.
Man, invite no, let me show the text.
The time I invited, everybody was like, nah. I was like, well, fuck y'all.
When did you invite us?
It was a while ago now.
Yeah, convenient.
Dateless.
Everybody was like, I need to come over and see Izzy. Don't nobody come. Don't nobody
it was
call.
A while ago at this point in time.
Izzy Poo, that's my little boo-boo.
She don't give a shit about you no more,
yes,
DC.
She does.
We
Izzy,
FaceTime Ivy the other day.
You can never
about
take
you.
Izzy.
We FaceTime DC's daughter. Ivy picked up.
And my phone was broke.
Okay. Tell that to a three-year-old. Break her little heart.
Well, she's three now.
Yeah, she yeah.
Man, it's been 3 years since you haven't invited me over.
That's crazy. Chaz don't care, man.
Flies.
What you talking about, man? I see you guys all the time. We feel like we're together always, guys. You live in
once
my heart.
A week.
You guys live in my heart.
Bring once the baby week. One day. Let us sit in the
bring
back.
That wild child here so she can try to eat something I ain't got. Papa, I'm hungry. Izzy, I ain't got nothing. Like, she ain't going to just sit there and be cool.
There's snacks all out there.
When I watch them, they chilling. Izzy going to try to be up here talking about nothing. And then she going to say, I'm bored. And then she going to say she hungry.
Chaz, you got your own bathroom at the crib?
No,
your
me.
Own little space? Of
me and yo share a bathroom.
Oh, you share a bathroom? Man, she got a lot of stuff in the bathroom?
Yes.
Do you have your little ball trimmer area?
Yeah, I got my
trim
little
the sack.
I got about this much space, and I just
you
got
little...
a bunch.
Oh, so you a stand up shaver?
even in my definitely, I'd be over the toilet.
You're a toilet?
Huh?
You do
you're
it over the toilet?
Yeah, I do it over the toilet.
I'm laid as back
much as
in
I can.
Empty tub.
See,
legs
I do
up.
It standing before I shower. I do it in there, and then the water can just run.
Standing.
I try
how
to do as much as in the shower as I
yeah.
can.
Oh wow! You got to lay
like
down
while the water's running.
No! Before I start, I'll shave up.
Being in a shower
and
no
the
water running seems weird.
Well, you see my bathroom. My bathroom is a.
It feels oh yeah, you got the locker room bathroom.
I don't have
yeah,
the cordless
so
one yet, so I can't go in the shower yet. So I have to stand.
Risk
oh,
your life.
Oh, you don't have the cordless?
Not yet. Yeah.
It's 2021, DC.
Risk it. No one dies.
You still got to get the Manscaped.
Yeah, you got to get the Manscaped.
You need it. Everybody got it. You need that cordless.
You got to need that. What is it called? The weed whacker?
No, I got a different thing. I'm waiting for my Manscaper to come.
I'm going
to
get my Manscaped.
Yeah, man.
Because mine be nicking me, and they say the. I'd be like, no, that's not a bump. That's a nick. That's
I used to get nicked nick all the time, man. I used to be.
That's because people try to pull up instead of just. Just
no,
shade.
I was going with the gray.
I would just come
sometimes.
In. We get it nicked on the balls and stuff.
I think I split my sack.
Man.
It's open.
Because I would rip myself to shreds, shaving with a razor on here, but I can take that. Yeah, but a ball nick?
Because you're not used to that's not a normal man. Nick. And it's just. That's why I wait until like oh, right now it's winter. So it's cold, so I wait till everything get tight, and then you're just shaving. Then you're just cutting, you know, a round surface. But in the summer, when them balls is...
When the balls is, like, fleshy and tender.
That's too much. You got to pull back. I just wait till it's cold.
You got to put your balls up here.
You're right. when they tighten up, though, I'll be like... It'd be light work. I'd definitely be using mine, man. Right now, 2022 is on the way, and the last thing you want is to be that guy with pubes getting in the way of you making your best year ever. Mm, all right,
that's true.
2021 sucked, all right, and that's why Manscaped is making a splash and upping your grooming game with their signature lawnmower 4.0. That's the shaver.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying? It's engineered the ultimate groin and body trimmer by focusing on intelligent functionality and an incredible, comfortable grooming experience. Their fourth-generation trimmer features a cutting-edge ceramic blade.
Ooh,
okay.
To reduce grooming accidents.
Yeah.
And thanks to their advanced SkinScape technology. Skin safe. I said skin safe.
Yeah.
And it's even waterproof, so you can take it in the shower while it's running.
Take it in the shower
while it's running.
Stop sitting in there cold, Keon. Get that
while
hot
it's
water.
Running. Nah, I need the cold. I need the balls to be tight, bro. I need it tight.
Tighten up.
I low-key would rather have them hang low because the skin is smoother when they hang low.
You can stretch the skin.
When they go up, the skin is like wrinkly and it's harder
like,
to
I
get
I like
it.
The tight. It's just easy.
I need
like
the smooth balls.
Yeah, tight cold balls.
Smooth balls.
I get the nick when my balls go from being cold to comfortable. So they be like this. Then they be like,
I don't like that, man.
The nick is mad funny, though, man. It's instant reaction.
It's awful.
The late reaction. The late reaction when the water hit it, you'd be like, where'd that come from?
Yeah, because you didn't get
that
nick.
That stings. It does sting. So you got to get check that out. I have the shampoo.
Yes,
I got that. Body wash.
The all-in-one, right?
So the shampoo, conditioner, all-in-one.
Body wash is separate. Yep.
And then they have the trimmer, the lotion, the anti-chafing cream, which is the lotion, and then the spray.
Get you right.
Man,
I'm ordering mine today, bro.
Order it today, right now. DC.
And that spray is legit, man. That spray. I'm undefeated out here. I've been undefeated
spray.
Ever since.
Because I remember everybody used to be like, Keon's bald.
Keon's bald.
That was a known
What's
thing.
Keon's bald.
Because as a single dad, man, Keon's balls got to be right. You know what I'm saying?
You don't want to be pushing the stroller with stank balls.
Yeah,
you know?
And my kids at ball level, they be playing, running into me. They can't be like,
I don't like daddy.
When he hug us, his balls stink. You don't want that on your resume.
So use the code ISSUES for 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. Again, that's 20% off and free shipping. Use the code ISSUES at manscaped.com. And happy new year, guys, with your balls.
Happy balls.
You goddamn fool not to get that deal.
Yo, somebody in the Patreon said they don't like people at their house. Was it Sherry? Who said that?
You see it, Cam?
Yeah.
It's not that far.
Stimps and J Cat said, didn't y'all get invited to Izzy's birthday? No, I did not. But maybe they did.
Oh, wait, who? Somebody said.
Yeah. Yeah, Chaz.
Sherry said that.
Craig gotta be
Sherry,
included.
Why you don't like people at your house? Just asking for the curious purposes.
I don't mind it, man.
It's a process. You gotta clean up. You got to. Mm-hmm.
You don't ever want to get too comfortable with people coming over that you don't do shit to just be like.
Yo wants to host. More.
I'm just
she
always curious as to why.
And then Chaz
Kobe agrees with Sherry.
Chaz seems like he got the get back house. Like he did enough damage at Tony's house where Tony come over
and I'm just fucking
shit
up,
going through the fridge, knocking shit over, spilling
punch
milk.
A hole in the door. I'm gonna break dishes.
Get some get back game.
I'm stealing tools and losing them.
Ordering stuff on pay per view.
All that stuff is yo. So
oh, they had a lot of questions.
She got a one bedroom, so there isn't enough.
A lot of separation.
Okay.
I feel that. Some G's on the next episode.
That's why I didn't like having people over at the old spot because it was just small. But I would still have people over.
Yeah, I got a one bedroom, guys. It just won't
you
work
got no
out.
Goddamn one bedroom.
You got a palatial life. Estate.
How do you guys know? You ain't been there. You don't
it's
know
the
what I have.
For me.
And none
yeah,
of you
I
been
haven't
there.
Been there.
So how do you know what I have?
Because you told us you had more than one bedroom.
I lied to y'all to say I was doing better than I am. We living in my car.
All right, we gotta get the hell out of here because
you want to do these.
Yeah, keep
questions?
It short and sweet.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Short and sweet.
Let's do one question from
Keon's Patreon.
Yeah, from the patrons.
Where are you going, Trey?
Question from Super Duper Dre: does anyone remember their first crush, and did y'all holla at them?
Our first crush?
Yes.
Oh, I remember mine.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I remember mine. I actually did holler at them.
Oh.
First crush was it Lisa Turtle? Was that her name? Lisa.
Lark Morris.
Yeah.
You hollered at her?
Yeah, sure did. Asked her to go to prom with me.
Oh.
Oh, damn. You was.
What'd she say?
She said no.
She said no
she
straight
had
up?
A boyfriend.
Oh, she had a boyfriend.
Yeah, she was dating a celebrity at the time.
Where was you at?
Was it Martin?
Yeah.
Okay.
She was coming out of an audition.
Oh.
And I was up at the office, and I was like, oh, shit, this is my chance.
This is it.
Hey, you shot the
I
shot,
left the
man.
Room, went down the stairs, everything.
You put that on your
all
app.
Looking
you
out the window.
I respect it.
Hey. I do, too.
You
probably get
it
now.
You say you could probably get her now?
That's my second crush that I was like, huh?
That was cool.
Second crush? I don't think.
No, second crush was the girl from In the House.
Oh, Maya Campbell. Oh, yeah. Maya Campbell.
Get her now,
fine.
Too.
The baddie.
Oh, my. Mm-hmm.
I don't think it counts as a shoot down if they have a legit, like, I got a boyfriend or.
Yeah.
No, know, it's a shot.
My dad said, I can't
well
date right now, whatever. Like, I don't think, if you have a legit reason, I don't think you got rejected.
I don't know, man. People don't date somebody, two people at the same time, just don't tell you. You know what I mean?
But I'm just saying. I wouldn't feel.
I've had
crushed.
A girl snuck me in
if
the crib.
Like, I got a boyfriend.
To.
But, right.
Yeah. Like if you just single,
nah,
you just like, no.
And she didn't have a boyfriend.
Yeah, then
she's
single. Then you.
Nah,
but
I'd
if
be
she,
disappointed. I'd be like, oh, you ain't a hoe.
If she
stings
like,
a little bit, but.
I won't, because I'm like, well, that's your reason. It ain't me.
Right.
It's because, like, You're in a situation.
She and it probably depends on how they say it.
She should just say, be like, I had a boyfriend. You have my number. You can still have my number, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, a lot of them would probably be like, oh, man, if it was a better time, it would be your time.
Straight shots.
I think I had it. My first crush was a girl by the name of Ka'ala.
Ka'ala?
Yeah, she was Hawaiian. She was Hawaiian.
Ooh.
Yeah, Ka'ala. And all I remember, I was probably, I forgot what grade I was in. Maybe third
What's
or fourth.
Her name?
Ka'ala.
He knows her.
In Hawaiian?
She was Hawaiian, yeah. Don't say you know my crush, bro.
Bro, I think I worked with her.
He really? Worked her?
No, I worked with her. No bullshit.
I swear.
You crushed
her.
Crush.
Her last name was Antoki or something like that. So it's probably.
Swear.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
She was whack.
Yeah,
she was whack.
My manager.
She was whack.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's crazy, bro. Yeah.
Small Antoki.
She was whack.
That's crazy.
I was like, because that name is not, you know,
it's
what
not
I mean?
Common
that's
name.
Not
yeah, her name was Ka'ala Antoki, and then like elementary school.
But
I just remember calling her house and using like a girl voice for her parents. Let's speak to Ka'ala. And so her dad or something wouldn't know it was a dude
right.
or whatever. Yeah, she was like my first crush, I think. That's funny, bro.
You hollered at her?
We talked like as much as we could, but
yeah.
I don't think she was like. Interested in me how I was in her.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So,
yeah. Y'all didn't talk that way.
Nah.
You
just never
had.
I was just, you know, a little harmless.
What you doing?
Nothing. Bye.
What you doing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Chad.
That's funny.
Yeah, I think I was in fifth grade and there was this chick, Ashley, and I asked my parents to buy Ashley these like silver heart earrings.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I didn't have the nerve to give it to her. So I had my cousin give it to her. We were at the same school. And I was like, hey, man, yo, get these for me. But I stood across the street was like.
So you didn't shoot your shot then?
Not then. Because we were in the same grade. So I was like, I'm going to have him give this to her. she gonna be all like, ooh, and then next day I walk in, I'm the man. That was the plan, you know what I mean? So I gave it to her, saw her big smile across the street, and I was like, and then I saw her the next day. She came and she gave me a hug, and she told me she was with some dude, Antonio.
Ah,
and I was like, but crazy. I mean, we all went to school with him. I'm like, were you? Or Anthony. Crazy. Anthony Laura, something like that. Went back then.
Did she have the earrings on?
Mm-hmm. And they were turning her ears green. So I was like, yeah, that's what you get.
They really turned their ears green?
They were starting to get green right there. So I was like, that's right.
Cheap jewelry, man.
Take my earrings.
You didn't
off.
Deserve them?
I didn't buy them.
Oh.
You know, but I asked my parents, like, could you buy these? Maybe it was probably like $8 or something like that, whatever they were. I know they were going to spend the real money.
Simping for you.
From, yeah, my dad was like, hey, this is how we going to do this. Yeah. All right. Let's go get that.
Stepped it up.
You know what I'm saying?
Respect that.
Last time I bought jewelry for anybody. That was it.
That was last time? No. Why?
Why would I do it again? It didn't work.
What, wedding ring?
Nah, I didn't buy your wedding ring.
Oh, okay. Just wanted to get that out there.
I ain't proposed. You know what I'm saying?
No, supposed to you.
You with me now.
New style.
That's just what it is.
Oh, that's all you did?
Right?
Hi. She said, okay.
Okay.
I don't want no shit.
Yeah.
But this is us.
You're going to have this baby, and that's it.
Okay. Kia?
Crystal Moran. But that was everybody at that school. It was one of them. Like, just everybody liked her.
It was Erica Banks at my school.
Yeah, it was just. Because I was new to the school. And then I was like, who that? And he was like, nigga. Like, the way they said it to me, I was like, hey,
yeah,
get in line. Yeah. Like, I was like, oh, all right, well, never mind. So that just, immediately I was like, well, if everybody is doing it, I'm good.
So you never hollered?
Mm-mm.
Ah.
Like, who you got?
Malika Teague. We stayed in the same townhouse complex.
The Malika Teague?
Malika Teague.
Punch you in the face, one of these girls?
No, that was Adriana. That was Adriana I fought. But Malika, we never had a fight. We never had a physical altercation. It was a sweet crush. And I remember me, my boy Leon, and Robert, we all liked her.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just like, but we wasn't hating on each other. We was just like, yo, Malika. You know what I'm saying? What about Falami? No, man, look out. Malika. Falami was her sister. So we cook up this this little love letter and whatnot.
The three of y'all went in on one love letter?
I feel like it was more me and Leon than Robert. So we, you know, we give her the letter.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We slide it up in there. And I'll never forget this moment because I was so embarrassed. And this is around the time when you didn't really want people to know you liked them.
Mm-hmm.
You was just like, man, I'd be mortified if she found out I had this crush.
Would you fourth grade, fifth grade?
This was like maybe fourth or fifth grade.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Wait, real quick. Yours was fifth grade.
Mine was about fourth.
Yours was
fourth high school.
High school.
I was fifth.
Fifth. Okay.
Yeah.
Fifth.
Yeah. All right. So, because I remember Leon and Robert got into a little argument in front of her. And I was like, that's why you like Malika. You like her, too. And they was doing this. And I was like, please don't say Malika. They knew I was in there, but they never mentioned me. They never dropped down. I was like, yes, I can still remain cool.
Right.
And so we give her the letter. And then as soon as we give her the letter, it was me and Leon. We like, yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? All right, well, let's get out of here, you know, just in case she comes out. I don't want to be seen.
All
right. Leon's mama comes out. Leon, get in here right now. And I was like, oh, man, you in trouble, yeah. Leon. So me and Leon walking back to his crib, and his mom don't let me in. She slams the door in my face. So I'm stuck outside. When Malika and them bust out the spot, skipping and dancing, like, y'all like Malika? And I was just like, I was just on the porch, just taking it. And I was like, But yeah, and then shortly after that, they moved to Atlanta. And so, you know, because I had a feeling like the feelings was mutual.
That she liked you
back? I got the vibes, but they left.
Mm-hmm. They got the hell out of Dodge.
Yeah, yep.
I'm just thinking as Malika's father when she's like, yeah, these two boys like me.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, their parents were mad train cool. On
their parents are always super cool, man.
Why are you always cool?
Yeah, they were always super cool.
A love letter from us.
And the mom ended up passing away from breast cancer. That was sad.
Sorry.
Nah, man. But yeah, but they moved to Atlanta, man. I was like, God damn.
I'm saying, Kiana, love letter from us sounds like they trying to run train.
We want to be your boyfriends.
We like you.
Man, we was cool. We could have each been, you know, we was cool with being sister,
I get
Wednesdays, sister husband.
Wednesdays and Thursdays.
Look, now I'm going to do it like this. Y'all was pillow humping.
like, yeah, this is going to
be. It wasn't
me.
Sexual at that time.
Nah.
In fourth
then.
Grade, fifth grade?
Yeah, I wasn't yeah. Sexuality McGee then.
I was naming that my
didn't
pillows
kick
after
in
girls.
Till like sixth, seventh grade for me. But yeah, man. Anyway, we got to get the hell out of here. We got to keep it short, y'all. We don't want to hear nothing. We don't want to hear no lip. We getting the hell out of here, man. DC, you got anything else? Anything?
Merry Christmas to everybody.
Okay.
I'm chilling this weekend.
Chestnuts opening.
Oh, wait. Beanies. New Prove It Beanies. Oh, we'll be up. We'll be up for the holidays. DCUrbanComedy.com. Swipe and get you a beanie.
Yeah. Gregory?
At Greg Wayne's on everything. Happy Kwanzaa.
Yeah. Chaz?
Yeah, I don't care if you guys are Merry Christmas and whatnot, it's whatever. Happy holidays, all that good stuff. Episode 6 of Partners in Rhyme airs today.
Hey,
some warmer between a finale. I don't know if I can say this. I'm gonna say it anyways. We got picked up for season 2, so I don't know if I said it.
Congratulations!
So thank you. Probably not supposed to say it, but whatever. And then I'm going live on YouTube, man. We've been doing it. Me and the people have been together going live. So around like 5 p.m. ish, we've been talking shit. And I messed up on our last podcast with Dion, so Not Another Damn Podcast is finally will be up by the time you guys see this. That's it. That's all.
Same as everybody else. I'm off this week. Merry Christmas. I'm just hanging out with the family and the friends. That's it.
Single dad life, baby.
Single dad, man.
He got to take her to go see Santa just the kids.
Single pappy. Sappy.
I ain't got nothing this week either, man. I'm chilling. Finally chilling. Yeah. Christmas is here. Cecilia's back at home. Time. He's gaming it up. I'm like, man, this is the first vacation he's had in mad long.
How long are y'all for?
Because he'll be here until like late January.
Oh, no.
So he's chilling. He was gaming it up all day yesterday. I was like, enjoy yourself. I just bust up in the room. Be like, enjoy this.
What are you playing?
He was playing, what does he always play? It's
one game. I see him tomorrow.
Not Fortnite, but
I see him tomorrow.
Yeah, so he was doing that. So we'll be chilling for the holidays. Happy holidays to everybody. Whatever you celebrate, whatever you into, enjoy it. Enjoy time with your family and friends. And we out
this boo. So
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.